Welcome home, Master. I'm so glad to see you. Allow me to show you to your table. This one here is my favorite table. Why? Because it's hidden from the rest of the cafe, so I can spend as much time with you as I want. Here, have a seat. I've been waiting for you to come see me again. Do you like my new ribbons? I asked for permission to change the color, since purple is your favorite color. Hmm? How do I know that? Oh, you must have mentioned it before. Anyways, can I take your order? Would you like something to drink? Or maybe something to eat? Or perhaps me? It was a joke, silly. What do I recommend? Since I know you don't have much of a sweet tooth, how about a cafe latte? I'll even draw a little heart on top, just for you. And for food, you can't go wrong with our cafe signature omelet rice. I guarantee it's made with love. Dessert will come later. It's a surprise. I'll be right back with your order. Besides, I don't want to spend any more time away from you than I absolutely have to, after all. I'm back. Hope you didn't miss me too much. Here's your latte. I drew the design myself. And here's your omelet rice. I'll cast a special spell on it now. Together forever. I'll draw a little heart here, with this ketchup. And a little puppy. You had a little dog you loved a lot when you were a kid, right? A little bit of this, and that. Here, what do you think? Doesn't it look cute and tasty? You know what they say, food always tastes better when it's fed to you by someone you love. Open wide, Master. This is one of our maid services. Isn't it a maid's duty to know everything about her master? I've learned all your tastes, the things you like and don't like, everything in your past, and everything about you right now. All for the sake of making you happy. I belong to you, my master, in body and soul. I'm your servant, forever. You seem a little lost for words. Are you touched by my devotion for you? This is how all maids are, silly. Here, have another bite of food. I wish I could feed you every single meal like this. Your lips look so sweet and perfect at the end of my spoon. I'd cook all kinds of food for you. I already know what dishes you like and which ones you don't like. You live alone, right? In a studio apartment on the 5th floor? I can clean for you and do chores, too. I'm the perfect maid in every way. Oh, it seems that you finished the omelet rice already. I guess perfect things can't last forever, huh? Here, drink your coffee before it gets cold. What shall we do now? I know. We also have a wonderful selection of games you can play with your maid. What do you want to play? Rock, paper, scissors? You're so cute. Okay, here we go. Rock, paper, scissors. Shoot. I won! Is there a penalty for losing? Not usually. But can I have a prize for winning instead? Hold out your hand. Your hand is so soft and warm. And your fingers are so long. And your nails are so smooth and perfect. Can I hold your hand forever like this? Of course I was joking, silly. How would that even work? If we held hands forever, we wouldn't be able to do anything else at all. And we'd be together. All the time. What else can we do at the cafe? Oh, our cafe has a photo booth. You can take pictures with the maid of your choice. Of course, the maid of your choice is me, right? Come on, let's go. Over here, Master. We'll have to squeeze into this tiny booth together. And turn on the camera, like that. Here, get closer to me. I'll hold your arm, like this. Let's make a cute pose. One more. Here, give me your hand. Let's make a heart together with our fingers, together, like this. And now the picture should be done. Ooh, they came out so cute. Of course they're cute when it's us together, though. We're like the perfect couple, don't you think? This is your copy. And I'm going to print another copy. Just for me. I'm not supposed to do that. It's our little secret, okay? Swear on a kiss? I'm kidding, of course. Let's go back to the table. I still have to serve you dessert. Dessert menu? Sorry, no can do. I have a special surprise for you today. So I'll be right back. So don't go anywhere. Ta-da! Today's dessert is a super special chocolate cake. I made it myself. Just for you, Master. I hope it's to your tastes. I practiced over and over and over until I got it absolutely perfect. No one else but you is allowed to eat this cake. All right? Here, open your mouth. Say, Good. I'm so happy. Maybe it's a little impertinent of me, a maid, to be so selfishly happy. But I can't help it. My master's happiness is my happiness after all. Are you okay with your maid being a bit cheeky? I'm glad. You're so kind. That's the part of the reason I fell for you. After all, as my master, of course. May I have a bite of cake? It's not proper for a maid to wish for a kiss. But if I eat the same chocolate cake as you, then we'll have the same flavor on our tongues. This flavor I made especially for you. When I think about the fact that the dessert I worked so hard to make is inside of you, becoming one with you, I feel so excited and so happy. And if we share the same dish, eaten off the same fork, it's like an indirect kiss, isn't it? You make me feel so wonderful. I don't think I can live without you anymore, Master. So I'll just have to make sure I never have to be without you ever again for the rest of our lives. Oh, is our time together already up? What a shame. I wish our time together could go on forever. I guess we'll have to say goodbye here. But it won't be goodbye for very long, right? You'll come to see me again? And if you don't, maybe I'll come to you. I know everything about you, after all. I know where you live. I know where you go during the day. I know all your friends, and even all the other girls you've ever talked to. You can't hide anything from me, my sweet master. So, come back soon, okay? I'll be waiting.